Radio's greatest application is in broadcasting mass entertainment. Probably one of the best ways to get started is to make it a hobby and build an amateur station. It will show you more quickly than anything else whether or not you can succeed in radio.
KBOO, Portland.
It's time to pack your bags and join us for Camp KBOO. Make a summer of memories with KBOO and support grassroots media by becoming a member today. Go to kboo.fm/give to help us reach our $50,000 goal by June 29th.
Was used for centuries as a method of torture. Place someone's head inside of a bell and ring it.
Tune in to KBOO every other Tuesday at 3 a.m. for the Vinyl Pajama Party with your erstwhile host, Brian.
And eventually,
you never know what you will find on your radio / interwebs during the show, but it will be something.
And eventually,
that's the Vinyl Pajama Party, alternating Tuesdays at 3 a.m., only on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Spiral up and now we're standing on the stars. Tell the moon. through the night. I don't know if I'm gonna keep up.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. This is Benson and the Boo, a radio zine recorded by Benson High School students. I'm Dane, and I'm here with
Sydney,
Connor,
Elliot.
I'm Nate.
I'm Razor.
And I'm Jason.
Ready for another year of grassroots community radio? With your support, it's possible. Go to kboo.fm/give or mail a check to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Contribute to KBOO's $75,000 goal for our Catalog of Connections end-year campaign, going on now until December 31st. What better way to celebrate than giving your loved one a KBOO membership this season?
Okay, so guys, what got you into radio?
Most of my friends were going into radio, but also I, you know, it's something that I'm going to spend multiple years in, and I want it to be something I enjoy. And the teacher really cared. Jacob is an amazing teacher. He's an amazing mentor. He really cares about radio. I also really like the creativity that it gives me. I get to work on things that I enjoy and I'm passionate about.
When I came to Benson, I originally, there wasn't anything in particular that really interested me in terms of majors, but what really interested me at first was computer science. My dad has a job in computer science, and it's always something that's kind of interested me, like being able to program computers. But then when I got into radio in sophomore year, when I had the radio rotation, it was like way better than I expected. Like, again, like Dane was saying, Jacob really is really passionate about teaching and really cares about his students. And it was just a lot more fun to like really like go on air and like broadcast things than I really expected. And so I ended up doing radio.
Mackay got me into radio. Daniels Ellis Mackay, yes. So the longer answer is I joined radio mostly because my friends were going into it. But yeah, also because I really like Jacob. He's very nice.
So I was originally not in a KBPS major. I was in computer science for a while, but I didn't really like that class, so I transferred out. And when our lovely teacher, Jacob Patterson, offered me an actual invite into the class, I couldn't refuse. And also, it doesn't help that all my friends are in this class.
I got into radio because one of my friends, Leslie, she doesn't go here anymore, but she got me into radio because I would normally skip class and head up there, and we would just hang out in the on-air room. We would like jam out to some pop songs and stuff like that. But yeah, no, she got me into radio and then left Benson, so that was fun.
When I first joined Benson, nothing was really standing out to me. I was planning to go into tech skills and construction and automotive and stuff like that. But I decided to join the Communication Design Academy. You know, I was thinking I'd go DMP because some of my friends were in DMP and it felt like a more stable career path to me for some reason. But in like hindsight, I feel like that's the least stable career path now with the AI. Anyway, so when I was doing the rotation of my CTE classes, I just, you know, radio really stood out to me. I made music at the time. I really liked the audio production and it just really called to me.
The reason I joined radio, as Nate said, I actually didn't come here for radio either. I enrolled in Benson for the photography program. I was looking for high schools, and as they were like going through the high schools, they got into descriptive detail about what Franklin had or what McDaniel had, and I was like, okay. They didn't talk about Benson, so I did my own research, and I was like, oh, this is a CTE school. That's pretty cool. So I looked into Benson and then photography, and then I didn't get to go to the photography program because my heart went to radio, and the radio was really nice. As people said, Jacob Patterson is a pretty good teacher. I feel like his energy roped me into the program, and I've learned more as I do radio work that I think radio would be a pretty good thing to do when I'm older or an adult.
So, do you guys think that community media is important? And if so, why? Community media like KBPS or KBOO, things that are run by the community and for the community.
I think community radio and community communication is important. I like it better than media that is run by corporations, media that relies on ratings and a market to determine what the programming is, because with a programming that is determined by a market, like, a lot of times stories don't get told because they're not interesting to people or they don't sell products. And that's one of the reasons I think that community radio is so important and community media is so important.
I think another thing is just that it's really nice to have, like, something that, you know, you can hear about stuff that's going on in your area instead of everything trying to appeal as wide of an audience as possible. You can have something that's, like, localized and specific to your area, and I think that's just a really nice upside to that.
I think community media is important. I think it's important to get a different perspective than the mainstream media and, like, big corporations. And I think it provides different voices in the community, like Connor said, and I think that's very valuable to have in, like, a world, especially, that's, like, very radical in their opinions.
I think that community media is important, and I think it's really important because, I mean, there's something to be said about corporate media. I don't think it's really bad, but when I'm listening to local, community-driven media, then it's going to more reflect the community, and it's going to address issues that maybe aren't as important on a global scale, but are really important on a local scale. And maybe, like, all the music is and stuff I already like, but I can learn to like new things, and I think that's really important.
Another thing that I didn't say about corporate media that I dislike about corporate media is, like, a lot of times there's, like, a lot of stations that are owned by the same company, which means that, like, certain people can make decisions about all of those stations. All of the stations serve the same agenda or can serve the same agenda if the person who owns them chooses to use their influence in that way.
I think community media often provides very positive spaces, which is just good for anyone, whether or not you already have positive spaces you can go to.
This night is cold in the kingdom. I can feel you fade away. From the kitchen to the bathroom sinking. Your steps keep me awake. Don't cut me down, throw me out, leave me here to waste. I once was a man with dignity and grace. Now I'm slipping through the cracks of your cold embrace. So please, please, could you find a way to let me down slowly? A little sympathy, I hope you can show me. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Let me down, down, let me down, down. Let me down, let me down, down. Let me down, down, let me down. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Cold skin, drag my feet on the tile as I'm walking down the corridor. And I know we haven't talked in a while, so I'm looking for an open door.
Slowly, let me down, down, 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 let me
If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. This is Benson and the Boo, a radio zine recorded by Benson High School students. I'm Elliot, and I'm here with...
Connor.
I'm Nate.
I'm Dane.
I'm Sydney.
I'm Razor.
And I'm Jason.
Ready for another year of grassroots community radio? With your support, it's possible. Go to kboo.fm/give or mail a check to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon. 97214. Contribute to KBOO's $75,000 goal for our Catalog of Connections year-end campaign, going now until December 31st. What better way to celebrate than gifting your loved ones a KBOO membership this season?
I'd like a KBOO membership this season, but a question I have for all y'all is, who are you guys' like favorite musical artists? Because I know that we all like music, clearly, because we're in the radio program. We all have to have some sort of taste of music.
Probably Alec Benjamin, but I don't usually listen to, like, I don't usually find an artist and just listen to all their songs. Generally, I just kind of just go through assorted songs I'm recommended. So I don't actually listen by artist, which is pretty unusual, or at least I don't know that many people who do this have the same practice.
Really?
That's interesting.
I like the band... The band Almost Monday. That's one of my favorite bands.
I have to agree with Dana. My favorite artist definitely has to be Alec Benjamin. Recently, I went to an Alec Benjamin concert with my good friend Connor over here.
Who?
You! Anyways, yeah, I was invited to a concert, and that was pretty cool. So, I love Alec Benjamin.
My favorite artist is probably Frank Ocean. You know, he doesn't drop any music anymore, but so I hope he comes out with some music. I also like Tyler, the Creator. You know, he just came out with his new album, and I really liked that. It was really good.
If I had to choose, I'd say maybe Jack Stauber. I feel like recently I've sort of been more like Dane, where I like a lot of music from a lot of different artists, and I'm becoming less attached to like one artist or one genre, especially radio has like kind of helped me listen to a lot more music. I don't have one specific artist. There's a lot of songs that I like.
I don't have one like specific favorite artist. I love a lot of artists. But just to ease it and narrow it down to one, I would have to say Pink. Growing up, I listened to her a lot. She got me through a lot of like tough times. That sounds kind of cheesy. She helped me through middle school, most of high school. So I would have to say Pink is probably like number one favorite artist.
And to go back off something Nate said, yeah, I agree. Being in the radio program does kind of expand your music taste. I didn't really ever listen to any country ever, but there's a song by the Civil Wars called Devil's Backbone that I actually really like, and I feel like it's definitely not pop. It's kind of country.
Have you guys heard the Alexander Hamilton, you know?
Okay. Did he release a new song?
No, Hamilton is a good musical, and I've been really obsessed with it lately, like hyper fixated on it. Like, it's crazy, and it's amazing, and you guys should listen to it.
Okay, I have a question since we're on the topic of artists and music. Ooh. How about we go, what is y'all's, or who is y'all's favorite country artist? I'll go first, and mine would have to be definitely Loretta Lynn. I don't know if you guys have heard of her, but she, like, her music is amazing. I did not realize that she passed away not too long ago, and that kind of broke my heart. I thought she was still alive doing music, but she was not, so...
I would have to say Zara Rogo. She has a really good song, God's Gonna Cut You Down, I really like.
My favorite country artist is Beyonce. Beyonce dropped a country album this year, and it was really good.
Okay, I can't say I have a favorite country artist. I'd say maybe a song. The song by Keith Urban and Carrie Underwood, The Fighter, I guess, just because I like both their voices together. It's really nice.
My favorite artist is Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
You stole it.
Not Dolly Parton.
Oh, Dolly Parton, 100%. Oh, yeah.
I didn't think of Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton's like classic.
Reconsidering.
Dolly Parton is... Yeah.
Can't name like a single song from her.
But really? I wouldn't want to take your pick.
Again, I don't think about music in terms of artists. It's possible I've heard some of her music.
You don't know working.
Use your mind.
matter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you love it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call.
I got a question.
Okay.
What's your favorite snack food? What's your favorite snack? Like, what's your favorite drink? What's your favorite, like...
So, what all together?
Thinking? Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, okay. Favorite, like...
My favorite drink would have to be black coffee. Actually, no. I like coffee with some cream in it. Oh. Creamer is very good.
This might be kind of controversial, but recently my favorite drink has been eggnog. A lot of people hate it.
Eggnog is pretty good.
That's gross.
I like eggnog.
Oh, okay. You can leave. No, I'm kidding.
We might have to kick a couple people off the show.
A commercial break.
You out of here.
Technical difficulty. Egg he actually nog. Said yes. He likes it.
Okay.
He did.
Call me basic, but I'm a water fan.
That's your favorite
water,
snack?
Water's like pretty good.
Based.
Pretty good drink. Yeah, my favorite snack is water, too, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In terms of snacks... Recently, I've been into Parmesan cheese.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well, have you tried Parmesan cheese and water?
that's a great idea.
As far as snacks, I actually do really like oranges, like the tiny oranges, the cuties. Little,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tangerines.
I grew up with those.
Just, yeah, didn't we go?
I'm sorry, I just have to ask. Nate, do you just eat the Parmesan cheese straight up? Or
yeah,
I have a bag. My lunchbox, I have a bag. There's just Parmesan cheese in it.
I won't judge out loud.
Hey, cheese is delicious.
You just did judge out loud. What do you mean?
You know, my favorite snack is tahine.
What?
Tahine.
Tahine. I actually have my coworker, Chris, he thought it was pronounced tajin, and it hurt my Mexican little heart. Let me tell you. It hurts. My favorite snack, this is kind of funny. My favorite snack is cheese, and I'm lactose intolerant, so I love cheese.
It's actually ironic, but...
You know what? You're ironic, okay?
Okay. My favorite drink is Diet Pepsi.
Oh, okay.
That's my favorite drink.
Not Sprite? I thought...
No,
not Sprite?
No. Well, you see, I was a rapper named Little Sprite once. But I don't like Sprite anymore. I've matured as a person.
I did a little rapping as a little Sprite.
Are you a little orange juice now?
Yeah, no, I'm a little Diet Pepsi, actually.
Yeah.
I thought you said Dr. Pepper.
No, I said Diet Pepsi.
You said did
Pepsi.
You?
I said, oh, yeah, I Diet, Diet specifically.
All right, I'm losing my mind here, guys.
My favorite snack, I like Oreos. That's not, that's like in the top, like, maybe five.
Ooh, Oreos are good.
Yeah.
I would have to say my favorite drink would have to be Monster Energy. I don't really have, well, actually, I have a favorite flavor. It's Pipeline Punch. That sounds basic, but that or just the original is really good. And then favorite snack, I don't know. It's kind of like a back and forth between Munchies and Takis.
Unpopular opinion, soda is gross.
What?
I don't like soda.
I've had conversations with you about it.
Nate, you agree? Yeah.
Dane, he had me try Coca-Cola.
He literally did a spit take.
That is my favorite
soda.
It tastes like formaldehyde.
I'm so sorry.
Formaldehyde.
Yes.
Okay. I can understand not liking soda, but why do you know what formaldehyde tastes like?
It tastes like formaldehyde smells.
What is formaldehyde?
It's a preserving agent. Like, you know when you dissect frogs, that smell? Yeah, that's formaldehyde.
I've never dissected a frog.
I've always kind of thought that mustard gas is just that smell when you open a brand new thing of mustard.
No.
I don't know why I thought that. I kind of heard the big word that you use. I can't pronounce it because I'm dyslexic. And so I'm assuming gas and then toxic by Britney Spears. Anyways, so yeah, mustard gas.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm flying. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hint. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Do I can't calm down? Losing my hands spinning round and round. Do you feel me now? Ooh,
mustard. I'm a fairly big guy, so a snack to me is an entire Italian sandwich with a lot of yellow mustard.
Okay. This is a very important question. Mustard or mayonnaise?
Ooh, depends.
Oh, that's hard.
Mayonnaise is gross.
The answer is yes.
Actually, yeah. I agree.
No, I think they're different things. They go well in different places.
Mm, like, yeah. I disagree. They go well together.
Ooh. Oh,
okay. Maybe.
Honestly,
I think we go well together.
Ketchup and mayonnaise go well together. That's just fry sauce.
Like Jason and we go so together.
I dip fries in.
Okay, guys, what do you wish grown-ups knew about you?
How about you, Jason? What do grown-ups not know about you?
I wish that they would stop thinking I constantly have an attitude, and that I don't always talk back.
You do sometimes. You do have an attitude, Jason.
Yeah. We love you,
well,
Jason.
Well, no, I'm just like, I'm putting that there because it's always like, don't talk back to me and drop the attitude. It's like, I'm having a normal conversation with you and I would talk back, but I'm not, I'm answering your question.
I wish adults would not treat me like a small child, and they don't do that as much, but sometimes I have a question and then they're like infantilizing me. And I'm like, I am a capable person. I may not be an adult, but I know how to do things.
I know we hurt you, made you scared of love, too scared to love. He didn't deserve you, cause your precious heart is a precious heart. He didn't know what he had, and I thank God. Oh, and it's gonna take just a little time, but you're gonna see that I.
This has been Benson and the Boo. Thank you for joining me.
I've been Dane.
I've been Sydney.
I've been Elliot.
I am Connor.
I've been Nate.
And I have been Razor.
And I have been Jason. Oh. And goodbye.
When I'm feeling a little bit low, I listen to my radio. 90.7 on the FM dial. It's always sure to make me smile. KBOO. Boo! This is Michelle Shock saying howdy.